So here Prabhupada is saying, we should not associate people who are serious about spiritual life. We should not associate unnecessarily with Mayavadis and atheists, nor accept their invitations. For by such intimate intermingling, we may become affected by their atheistic mentality. Sangha Sanjayate Kama. So to give the example, during Prabhupada's time, you know, in India, sometimes Dharmic Sammel, Swamis from many organizations, they all gather. Dharmic Sammel, they invite people. One representative from ISKCON, one representative from Ramakrishna Mission, one representative from Gayatri Parva, whatever they, like many are, they invite. So during Prabhupada time, they invited Prabhupada. They invited Prabhupada for a Dharmic Sammelan. And Prabhupada said, everybody will come and talk that things and go away. It is wasting time. It is useless. So nobody will accept other philosophy. Everybody will come and talk their philosophy and they go away. Then where is the unity of purpose? Recently I was invited in Atmapur. They invited sadhus from, we represent a clear philosophy. This is called Vaishnava Dharma. That means we don't believe in many gods, and we don't believe that God is impersonal. Clear, Krishna is God and his incarnations. Very clear. And we don't compromise. So along with me, some sadhis. Sadhis means bhaktin, bhakta bhaktin, like you. People, ladies, wearing saffron clothes. They were also there. Four or five of them and one man with a beard and all that. And I was invited. I went there. And then everybody is talking their things. Then I just spoke heavily, uncompromisingly, because I don't have to hesitate whether they accept or not. When the stage is given to me, I have to represent Bhagavad Gita. So, and then we did a heavy kirtan. स्टेज को हिला दिया नाच नाच के कौन थे हमारे साथ यू आर ऑल्सो देयर श्योर सो दैट मीन्स यू मेक योर इम्पैक्ट अनदर टाइम प्रभुपाद वॉज इन्वाइटेड इन सिंगापुर प्रभुपाद इज फेमस इस्कॉन वर्ल्ड वाइड लॉट ऑफ वेल्दी एंड एजुकेटेड पीपुल मिशन So naturally, people sometimes think, let us invite ISKCON, like you people, it will be, they invite ISKCON people to come and do kirtan. So they invited, it's a prestigious program, it is one of the very posh hotels of Singapore, and Dharma Sammelan again, and Mayavadis, and also Prabhupada. And Prabhupada thought that he will be given chance first, so he will talk and walk away. He doesn't have to go through all this unauthorized commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, they were inviting one after the other. And Prabhupada did not want to hear that God is impersonal, or you can worship any God you like. God of your choice. These bogus people, if you approach them, they tell you, what is your Ishtadev? He said, Durga, let I give you Durga mantra. And what is your Ishta Bhagavan? Shankar Jali. I give you your Shankar Mantra. This is their business. They do like that. But we don't do things like that. So Prabhupada, he tolerated one or two people. Maybe there may be half a dozen or eight people. And Prabhupada is in the middle. So he has to go through four people's lectures, half an hour. And Prabhupada is like a lion. He cannot hear anything less than Krishna. Because he is a defender of Dharma. He is a Jagat Guru. He stands to represent Bhagavad Gita. If anybody talks nonsense, his face becomes very red. And he becomes very angry. Prabhupada, because he is a great lover of Krishna. You know what happened? He tolerated two people. And it's a very prestigious program. Big hall, big expenditure, and big shots, all Malaysian, all Singapore, all big Hindus and interested people they came. But Prabhupada, he could not take it too long. And then all his disciples were there. You know, they're supposed to cater. You know what Prabhupada did? He just indicated to his disciples, come on, you all, come on the stage and start catering. Then he bypassed their program schedule. And devotees jumped up on the stage. And public joined it. So the organizers could not stop. Everyone, so the young Americans and the people, they got on the stage. And that means they had Prabhupada completely changed the whole schedule. And then people supported Prabhupada. Ah, such a... And everybody was clapping and there was, there was a tumultuous chaos. And then Prabhupada spoke some time and walked away. Then he did not cooperate with the program. So in Prabhupada's life, there used to be like Yogi Bhajan. Yogi Bhajan is a Punjabi. Very famous in those days, 1970s. So Prabhupada never showed interest in what do you call like inter-religious trade. So he said, people come to Krishna, those fortunate, rare people, they come to Krishna who are really serious about God. So you can't expect, when you are selling glass bangles, or earthen bangles, there will be many buyers. But if you are selling gold bangles, only people who have that capacity to buy. Glass bangles, you can buy them, a dozen glass bangles will cost you 60 rupees or 100 rupees. But if you want to buy even just one pair of golden bangles, you have to pay 25,000, 30,000 rupees. So only selected people can step into a gold shop. Not everybody can walk in and buy. So Prabhupada said, real spiritual life, it is only meant for selected few. The people are not ready. One thing is they have no intelligence to understand. Second thing, they have no determination to go through the whole thing. You have to, all your life you have to be attentive. You have to be very intelligent to know the difference between this, that, this philosophy, that philosophy, and all that. And then, why Krishna is God? So that's why Prabhupada is not in favor of the mixing of all things just for namesake, but nothing worthwhile happens there. It is the negative injunction of this verse that we should refrain from giving anything to or accepting anything from Mayavadis or atheists. Now you may be surprised to hear this. India has many temples, and if they give you something to eat from a temple, you call it prasadam. Is that right? Any place you go, we say prasadam and we give here. And you go to Rajaraja Sukhu, they say prasadam and they will also give you something. And you go to Sivala and they put something on you. And it is very clear, you cannot call anything prasad if it is not offered to Krishna. That's why the word Durga Prasad, you know, some people's names are there. What is your name? Akshay Kumar. Krishna's name. So Durga Prasad, some people. And then there is Shiv Prasad. And then there is Ram Prasad and Krishna Prasad. And simply Prasad is also there. Prasad Reddy, or office assistant is called Prasad Reddy. So you cannot just the Sanskrit word Prasad means mercy of the Lord. Mercy of the Lord is called Prasad. In Sanskrit, Prasad means mercy. So only the food offered to Vishnu deity, Vishnu and his incarnations, Narasimha Prasad, you know, we are advocate, his name is Narasimha Prasad. So that means you may not hurt the sentiments of people when you go to some Sivalayam or some Ayyappa, you know, people go to Ayyappa temple and bring some little can of some prasad. Kerala prasad is in cans with rice and gourd. What do they call that? Some name. So they bring very carefully Ayyapprasad and like that. And then from Guruvayur also. So devotees, we don't want to hurt people, you take it. But you may feed the cows or you may give it to somebody. And we don't, when people don't know Krishna, how can they give you prasad? People who know Krishna, they know to whom to offer and then give it as prasad. And that prasad will have impact. By eating that prasad, this is also a fact. If you are a devotee, some people say, I go to Rajarajeshwari Gudi daily. Somebody says, I go to Venugopal Swami Temple, Bolapeta. I go to Ranganath Swami Temple. Good. But you should understand, if you are going to Ranganayakalpeta and Venugopal Temple, some benefit is there because you are remembering Krishna. You are approaching a place where there is a deity of Krishna. That much benefit. But real thing is, if you are regularly going to some place and if it doesn't change your habits, if it doesn't change your nature, then what are you benefiting by your regular devotion? That means it is not enough to say, I go daily to the temple. We want to see what transformation, what improvement is there in your life. That means you are spiritually advancing. The soul is pure. So the soul has no envy. The soul has no... you don't feel bad if I say, like Prabhupada called Ramakrishna Mission as Murgi Mission. Murgi Mission, you know, Murgi means, you know, what is Murgi in Hindi? Chicken. So Prabhupada called Ramakrishna Mission, Vivekananda and Ramakrishna Mission, Murgi Mission. And it's not that Prabhupada is unnecessarily criticizing, but the fact is that they say what you eat doesn't matter, the soul is pure. But if you are actually practice spiritually, if you are pure, why should you eat a tamasic food? But that's what they say like that. Swami, eating, you do eat anything, but the soul is pure. What an absurd statement. If soul is pure, you should lead a pure life. That they don't talk. So Prabhupada called the Murgi Mission, because the sannyasis wearing saffron clothes, they eat non-veg. And Prabhupada was bold enough to say that if anybody has done greatest harm to Hinduism, the two people, Gandhi and Vivekananda, and explanation, because of Vivekananda, all Brahmins in Bengal and all Brahmins in Orissa, they eat fish, because they were influenced by Vivekananda's philosophy. Brahmins eat fish, and they're Brahmins. You know, chalta hai, our Brahmins can eat fish, they say. So that's how the culture, language the culture is spoiled. So I'll complete this paragraph, time over. So we should be very careful. We may respect them from a distance. We don't criticize them if I'm talking, because this is our class in ISKCON temple. So I have to speak what is the right thing to say. But if I'm in public, we don't want to associate with them much, nor want to criticize them when there will be a fight. By telling this, I'll close the class. I don't know, when I was when I joined as a new devotee, I was very enthusiastic. So there was a program in Kurukshetra, and I don't know, first time I was giving a class to about 150 people, and I had to say something about Vivekananda. I said, Vivekananda said, these Hindus, they take good care of tulsi plant. Very morning, evening, they water the tulsi plant, they take good care. He said, instead, if you actually take care of an eggplant, that will give some banger. Vankai chetiki neelu pasi naalu vankai gaasthe, Hindulu tulasi chetiki. That is the understanding about. Then he screwed out his own thing. Then he doesn't believe that. So people are there. And then somebody objected when I said that, means I made everybody laugh. And then there was some Vivekananda follower there. Swami, do you think you are greater than Vivekananda? Argument started. I said, it's not who is great, I'm just representing Bhagavad Gita. Vivekananda did not insult me or he did not harm me. I'm just giving a class on Bhagavad Gita and I'm trying to clarify things. I told him, see, Vivekananda is not my enemy. I'm not his contemporary. But he said, yeah, Swami, you are not so big or popular and you dare to comment on Vivekananda. And people started, all it became like a vada vivada prarambha. Then Prabhupada already told, when you are in public, you don't negate people, you don't mention anybody's name. Just you present Bhagavad Gita, how Krishna is God. But don't criticize people or take anybody's name. You know, Sai Baba said like that, and Sai Baba followers will get up. Difficult to handle. And it's like we are creating groups. That means, when you want to preach, you have to be a little smart. You have to make your point, but don't offend others and move on. And in the temple, you are free to speak. This is our ISKCON temple. We should educate people thoroughly in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. So they gave you a room or still? Is it clean in there? Alright? Not like your house. One night.